Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. at home.
Shh! This is a relaxation spa, darling,
Miss Bri-Bri scolded me.
Did you not understand the sign?
First of all, don't you dare shush me. I'm the one in charge here, I shot back. Second of all, your signs were barely legible. I hate to break it to you, madam, but you can't spell worth beans.
Sorry, I know nothing about the beans that you speak of. Miss Bri-Bri is very busy, darling. Unless you are a puppy with le spa reservation, I must ask you to leave. We enforce a strict no humans allowed policy. Read the sign, please.
Then she slammed the door right in my face. Bam! Miss Bri-Bri, Brianna, I'm about 3 seconds from going ape crazy on you if you don't open this door, I growled. 1, 2, 3. Suddenly, the door was flung open.
Darling, please, you must calm down, or I'll be forced to call security. But if you agree to keep all of the flowers you saw in the hall a big secret, then Miss Bri-Bri will give you a discount on le peanut butter facial. Deal? Yes?
I could not believe Miss Bri-Bri was trying to bribe me. She could never buy my silence after completely destroying poor Mrs. Wallabanger's prized flower garden next door. Although that discount on a facial did sound like a pretty good deal. I love going to the spa and getting those fancy schmancy treatments, but I digress. For your information, spas have almond scrub facials, not peanut butter facials, I corrected Miss Bri-Bri. And please, don't tell me you opened Dad's gallon container of natural no-salt, no-sugar peanut butter that he was saving for his birthday and put it on the dog's faces?
Okay then, Miss Bri-Bri will not tell you she opens the big birthday bucket of natural peanut butter. But she never ever put a drip of the peanut butter on the dog's faces, she exclaimed. What kind of a spa do you think this is? So please, do not worry about that, darling.
Thank goodness, I muttered to myself and breathed a sigh of relief.
Today, we have a special on the full body peanut butter massage. So I put the peanut butter all over the dog's bodies,
Miss Bri-Bri announced proudly.
Now the dog's is very relaxed, see?
I looked behind her and gasped. Holly and her 7 puppies were puke brown and covered in peanut butter.
OMG, what have you done? These dogs are completely covered in Dad's birthday peanut butter,
I shrieked hysterically.
Bah! Nonsense,
Miss Bri-Bri waved her hand at me dismissively.
I make the dogs beautiful. If the dogs don't look good, I don't look good.
Admit it, Miss Bri-Bri. You totally screwed up. These dogs look like some fur balls that a giant cat coughed up after eating 139 peanut butter cookies, I complained. Are you even a licensed spa professional?
No need to be rude, darling, Miss Bri-Bri huffed. The situation is under control. My spa assistant in training, Hans, has prepared a special bath. All the peanut butter covered dogs will be squeaky clean very soon. Hans, please come clean the dogs. No!
I couldn't help but roll my eyes when she mentioned her assistant, Hans. I will never, ever forget that guy. Hans the teddy bear was the assistant on duty at Salon Brianna the day Miss Bribri accidentally chopped off my ponytail back in February. And he's an incompetent idiot. But whatever. Personally, I didn't care if the Tooth Fairy was going to help Santa Claus give these dogs a bath. As long as they were clean, back in their cage, and hidden in my room before Mom and Dad got home from the movie. Miss Bribri and I herded Holly and her puppies into the bathroom to put them into the tub for a quick bath. That's when I realized we had three very big problems. Number one, her poorly trained teddy bear assistant, Hans, was floating upside down in the tub. Number two, the tub wasn't filled with water. It was filled with mud. And number three, it wasn't just ordinary mud. The smell of that steaming cesspool was foul enough to peel the baby ducks right off the bathroom wallpaper. Brianna, why is there mud in this bathtub? I screamed. And why does it smell like something died in the mud and is still in there rotting? Wee wee! This mud is made of the finest, filthiest dirt, hand-selected from Mrs. Wallabanger's manure compost pile by Miss Bribri herself, she boasted. You will not find another mud bath like it anywhere in the world, darling. OMG! The hot mud and manure bath smelled so bad, it actually singed my nose hairs. It was like I could actually taste it. Ew! I gasped and plugged my nose. That's it, Brianna! I'm shutting you down! I yelled. This pretend spa is closed. Sorry, but this has to be in violation of at least a dozen city health codes. But Nikki, I'm not finished yet, Miss Bribri Brianna whined. After the mud bath, Hans was going to give the dogs a jelly manicure, see? She held up a jar of grape jelly and a plastic spoon. What are you talking about? It's a gel manicure, not a jelly manicure, I corrected her. Now get your teddy bear out of this tub so I can clean up this stinky mess. Hans! Hans! Get out of that tub or you're fired! Miss Bribri screamed as she grabbed his leg and tugged on him really hard. This is what happened. OMG! I couldn't believe it. Hans flew across the room like a torpedo and landed headfirst right in the toilet with a huge splash. Of course, Miss Bribri and I totally freaked out because, thanks to Hans, now we were dripping with manure and toilet water. Ew! And by the time Brianna and I had chased down the dogs and herded them back into their cage, we were covered with manure, toilet water, and peanut butter. Surprisingly, taking care of the 8 dogs has not been my most difficult task. It's been taking care of Miss Bribri Brianna. Sorry, but all night she's been acting like a pack of wild dogs. The last time I checked, Hans was still floating in the toilet, which wasn't so bad considering the fact that the toilet was 10 times more sanitary than that manure mud bath. The dogs were filthy. The bathroom was filthy. And even Brianna and I were filthy. There was just no way I could clean up all this filth before my parents got home. Unless they were coming home in 2 weeks, My mom and dad were going to freak when they discovered not one dog, but 8 sticky, peanut butter-covered dogs hiding inside their filthy house. I was a complete failure and the worst pet sitter ever. Although, judging from the looks of Brianna, I was probably an even worse babysitter. So, I decided to do what any normal, responsible teen would do when faced with 8 dogs and 1 bratty little sister covered in manure, toilet water, and peanut butter. I flopped down in the middle of the bathroom floor, closed my eyes, and burst into tears.